Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful you could be with me on this fifth day of February 2022. We're gonna look at meaning. I get inundated with questions about this whole idea of why I do what I do, why I teach what I teach. Nothing really matters, you know. This nihilism idea that most people have about their life, it just isn't what they thought it would be. They put their hopes and their dreams in all sorts of fantasies and silly things. I was watching an NFL game on Sunday. It was the Niners and the Cowboys, and they were showing people in the stands as it became clear that the Cowboys probably weren't going to win this game, and people were crying and praying and all sorts of things and depressed looks. And really, over a football game, really, this is what we put our hopes, our dreams, our everything in, and silly, you know, petty entertainments. It's a football game, not the meaning of life. So when you ask me things about why I would teach what I teach, and that there really is no meaning in this world, and the nihilism that that has brought about, which has been around for centuries, just simply believing life has no meaning, people go around and around in circles. There is no meaning. I want meaning. There is no meaning. Oh, okay, I'll find a meaning in something that's meaningless, really. And around and around and around all this goes, and people get crazy. I mean, literally crazy. So I tend to look at this whole thing and offer an alternative to conventional living. But no one is listening to me either, because what I have to say requires effort and work. And it would, let me put it this way. I want this to be our theme for today, from the beautiful teachings of the Buddha in the Dhammapada. Now listen, try to listen. Long is the cycle of birth and death to the fool who does not know the true path. You have to know what the true path is. Most people don't. They're so ensconced in the whole idea of getting what they want, of being, shall we say, avenged of their low self-esteem through football and politics and sports and all that other stuff, that they miss. They think love is a matter of entitlement. There are so many misnomers about the meaning of a person's life. It is hard to get through it all and to help people, because you got to get through the misnomer that love is entitlement. If you love me, then you'll accept all of my flaws and foibles and all of that, and you'll ignore them, or you'll work around them, or you'll sacrifice your life for them if you really love me, kind of thing. So this whole deal of, I guess, finding meaning in life is going to be tough for a lot of people. And I get many, many emails on this. First one here is from Cynthia down in Los Angeles. What is the meaning of all of these experiences, of our lives, of everything? If we've lived before, how come we have to live again? And then she goes on into proving her nihilism. The meaning of everything is to get us to the true path, as the Buddha said. Long is the cycle of birth and death to the fool who does not know the true path. People don't want to know the true path because it would change their lifestyle, and they like their lifestyle, which is gratuitous. So when we're looking at lifestyle and people and the meaning of life, let me just say this, Cynthia, based on what you have sent me, there is no way you're going to find any meaning in your life based on the assumptions you have built your whole life upon, which is that the meaning of life is happiness and to find a pony down there somewhere. And it just doesn't work like that. It is not about that. If you listen to the Buddha, long is the cycle of birth and death. For a good year or so, I spent a lot of effort and time with my beloved students trying to get them to realize this cycle of birth and death that we're involved in. Do they get it? No. Do they want to get it? No. Why? Because they have an idea and an ideal as to their own existence. They think they know who they are, and they think they know their existence here on Earth. They know they exist because they cry over football games and losing them, or they get elated over the idea of getting something into their life that they think they want, which they believe will make their future happy, yada, yada, yada. They get involved in all of these family disputes. The FBI last year said that in 2020, when the pandemic started, more people bought guns than at any other time in the history of the United States. And the sad part is, or the interesting part is, that they use those weapons on their own family. Oh, God, what a pathetic mess human beings are. You have to understand, these are the people you love, you know. I can understand that with family. But sarcasm as it may be, people are not interested in understanding the capacity of their life and how many lives they've lived. They just don't have that. They'll pay money to go see Star Wars or Dune or something like that, something really off the wall that is a fantasy, but they don't really want to see the fantasy they're living in their own mind. So they keep the cycle of birth and death going through hate and fear and hate and fear, and doing things and living things that are not based in the teachings of an awakened being. We don't live in the awakening. We live in the desire for nirvana here on Earth. You're never going to get nirvana here on Earth. You have to understand that. Two things. You will never understand through Cynthia. You will never have happiness through Cynthia. She is, to say the least, if you really look at it, she is temporary, impermanent. She does not understand cause and effect. She does not care to understand the law of causation and how it works. All she cares about is being comfortable and happy and having what she wants and thinking she can avoid death by being happy and comfortable. And that's as far as Cynthia will ever go. This I get from your email. Okay, this is not a judgment. This is just what I get from your email. So as long as you continue to live in that kind of demeanor, you're going to find that you're going to try to make happiness out of something that doesn't exist. Happiness in this world, if it's of this world, is very fleeting. It has to have people and situations and conditions involved. True happiness has nothing to do with other people, has nothing to do with a person or what they believe in, or if they're a family member or if they're not a family member. Your happiness depends upon some kind of increase, some kind of acquisition where you gain and satisfy the DNA, which wants security. Wants to feel like that it has a future and it's going to be bright and beautiful and screw everybody else just for me. This is all about me, 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 me. And frankly, women are notorious on this, but men are too. So they do the same thing. But women drive men for that security and anything that scares them. And I'm not going to be able to play with my, you know, grandchildren, or I'm not going to be able to do coloring and all. You know, they just love that. We make our life very trite. There's no hope for us in that triteness, but, you know, who wants to hear the truth? Cynthia, you have many, many cycles of birth and death to go through to learn how to deal with your desires and your fundamental, shall we say, philosophy about life, which is totally not in the reality or the realm of reality of the true path, which we all walk whether we know it or not. Forgive me, Cynthia. Namaste. I don't think, you know, I'm going to be forgiven for that. But, you know, somebody's got to tell it like it is. The next question comes from Thomas. Oh, how do I find my life? How do you find your life? Now, I'm going to take this on the highest level. I'm not going to go down into the sewer where most people exist and say you'll find your life when you get married or find your lover or whatever. I'm not going to do any of that. Find kids or whatever. How do I find my life? I will tell you. You have to want nothing with all of your heart. In that wanting of nothing, you will start to realize and see the bigger picture of your life, the grand vista, the grand view of life. You will start to see the significance of every moment. If you drop the idea of having a life that you think is important for you, and you're willing to see that bigger picture of life itself, then you will have something immensely important and beautiful. If you do not, if this does not happen for you, then you will go from one thing to another, trying to find something to make you happy. I'm bored. I want something to do. I want to get out of the house. I don't want to do this. I'm tired of working. All those things that most people churn and fight over and, oh God, and make their life a longing from, they miss. You have to be able to see the vista of your life. I can't give that to you. I can't do that for you. I can point my finger in the right direction for you, but that doesn't mean anything because you have to look where I'm pointing and follow it and not bite my finger because you don't like where I'm pointing. And that's the problem with most people. They just can't stop wanting what they want. And they think that what they want is a cure for what they are. And what you want is not a cure for what you are. So you have to be in that kind of inner posture. Chances are you're not. Chances are you're not even interested in doing that, Thomas. So you're going to have to go through the cycle of birth and death, over and over and over again. And like the Buddha said, to the fool who does not know the true path, the cycle is long. It's going to be one thing after another. When I left, after I got ordained back at Unity Village, I had a Zen master there who said to me, "You know, Greg, it's going to be one goddamn thing after another." And I finally learned what he meant about 10 years into my career, maybe more. If you're not careful, you accelerate your own demise. And you have to want nothing with all of your heart. Only when I went to India did I understand the meaning and the significance of what it is to have a life worth living. Go take a look at my series, A Life Worth Living. It's with Socrates. Go take a look on the webpage on Aspire. It might be very valuable to you. Thank you for your question. And Thomas, I wish you well, and please forgive me. Namaste. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. I got more. New Year is really shaping up to be quite a doozy. And if you thought last year or the year before was something, wait till you experience this new year. Have a wonderful day. Again, please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.